Watchdog, violent sexual assailant among Minnesota residents who voted twice in 2020 election. By John Binder on September 26, 2022. A violent sexual assailant, considered mentally ill and dangerous, is among a number of Minnesota registered voters who were allowed to vote twice in the 2020 presidential election, a newly filed complaint shared with Breitbart News reveals. The Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, is filing a complaint against Nicolet County, Minnesota, officials for allegedly failing to remove duplicate voter registrations from its county's rolls. According to the PILF complaint, one of six complaints being filed across Minnesota this week, there are four Nicolet County residents who are registered twice to vote. It's not isolated in Minnesota at all. This is a huge nationwide problem, PILF's J. Christian Adams told Breitbart News. A guy in Pittsburgh registered to vote some seven times before the 2016 election. This is a problem everywhere. One of Nicolet County's duplicate registrants is Demaine Allen Kingbird, a violent sexual offender who is considered mentally ill and dangerous by state officials. A recent risk assessment of Kingbird revealed that as a minor, in 1999, he sexually abused a 13-year-old girl. In 2017, Kingbird pleaded guilty to dragging a woman by her hair into the bathroom of a residence in Bemidji, Minnesota before beating her unconscious, raping her, and then stabbing her with a weapon. Kingbird served 45 months in prison and was required to register as a sex predator. According to PILF's complaint, Kingbird voted twice in the 2020 election. Very few people know that there's this vulnerability in the system. It's not intentional right now except maybe on the far fringes, Adams told Breitbart News of duplicate registrations. These are genuine screw-ups which are more dangerous than intentional. Indeed, the issue of duplicate registrations, along with dead registrants, on state voter rolls is not uncommon. In New Jersey, a recent PILF analysis found that nearly 2,400 registrants on the state's voter rolls were listed as being 105 years or older in age. A similar case from 2019 revealed that more than 2,500 dead registrants remained on voter rolls in Detroit, Michigan ahead of the 2020 election. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.